The Crude Life with host Jason Spies.
All right, let's head over to the Zoom line where we've got Mr. Curtis Shuck on the line with us. He's down in Odessa, Texas. Boy, I spent a week there one night. Woo! And he's down there capping or plugging or dealing with some orphan wells, I imagine, because that's what the Well Done Foundation does. They're all orphans all the time. Mr. Curtis Shuck, how you doing?
Doing great, Jason. Awesome to catch up. Appreciate all that you've been doing.
Well, let's talk about why you're in Odessa. I'm sure you're probably getting some Friday night lights in there. And folks, if you're wondering why I said that, that's where the book and movie and television show is based on, Friday Night Lights. So let's talk a little bit about Odessa, Texas, and what the Well Done Foundation and Curtis Shuck is doing down in Odessa, sir.
You bet. Well, we're just kicking off our Texas program. We've got a 100 well, orphan well project just south of here by about an hour, which, you know, in Texas time is nothing, down at a location called the Santa Rosa Ranch.
Sure.
Interestingly enough, it's near to the infamous Bamer Lake, which is a huge blowout down there that is, releasing brine water, you know, onto the ground, and has created this Bamer Lake. But anyway, we're in the process now of qualifying those wells, which essentially means doing the measuring and monitoring on the methane side. And we spent our first field days out there yesterday with the team. We had about 10 people. On location out there, doing our thing, testing and monitoring and flaring. It's going to be an exciting opportunity here in Texas for the Well Done Foundation.
Well, I'm going to take just a second and add a little bit of context to Curtis Shuck and the Well Done Foundation, because folks, they've really been at this from day one in terms of this kind of this new push for the abandoned wells. And originally he started out, and correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, trying to do the for-profit thing, and, you know, not because of for-profit reasons, just because that's, you know, as far as time constraints and getting moving on some things. But then you went to the nonprofit, and then all of a sudden the orphan wells became tax subsidy USA type thing, and all these new programs came up out of the woodwork. And I'm glad to see that you guys are still staying the course, had to evolve a little bit, but you have not strayed at all from that core value. And that's really what I wanted to focus on. So walk us through a little bit from day one to where you're at today, because the follow-up question is going to be, how the heck did you get in Texas last year at this time? You said you didn't think you were going to get in Texas.
Yeah, no, that's very true. So, you know, the whole Well Done story was really, you know, I think based on, you know, wrong place, wrong time, right? Or right place, right time, depending on your perspective. We started back in 2019 with the mission, and the mission was really to do something about this orphan well problem, which back then was way less exciting or socially acceptable than it is today. And so as we started, you know, putting our plan together, we always knew that there was an ESG component to that. You know, besides just doing the right thing, we knew that there had to be some benefit coming back through, you know, the offsetting the carbon that was clearly there and clearly, you know, being eliminated through the process. And so, you know, as we went down the for-profit side, I think we were just a little bit ahead of our time. And it was right on the leading edge of COVID. The investment dollars were, you know, very expensive. It just wasn't. It just wasn't clicking, and it wasn't coming together. And so, as you said, when we transitioned to the nonprofit platform, it's like, you know, the seas parted, if you would, or the certainly the lights came on, and you know, we really haven't stopped since. In fact, it's just, you know, every day, every week, every month, it just gets to be, you know, more and more and more opportunity. And so we've been, you know, working around the country, except for Texas. And just because it just didn't feel like it was the right time for us here. And recently we were contacted through our landowner assistance program, which we launched, you know, a few months ago. And an awesome rancher here in the area, a fellow by the name of Skylar White. And so made arrangements to come down and check out the lay of the land, if you would. It's pretty flat. And we decided that, you know what, we were going to go ahead and get ourselves organized here in Texas, which we have, and are moving forward. And so, like I said, we're out measuring and monitoring for the remainder of this week and, you know, qualifying a bunch of wells and to move into the program. So that's how we got into West Texas.
What I find very interesting is, you know, the milestones that you've had, because you stuck to the mission. You've really stuck to the mission. And I know you've had spokesmen of Jason Priestley and some other celebrities as well. And so you're really attracting a lot of national attention. There's a great partner you recently partnered with out of, I believe, Huntington Beach or Long Beach or Seal Beach. Explain that partnership a little bit, too.
Sure, that's with our partners there in Huntington Beach, California. And what we're working on there with New Light Technologies. And New Light Technologies is a company that's got just a super innovative program. Their whole mission is removing plastics from the ocean by coming up with their plastic alternative, natural plastic alternative, which is actually, interestingly enough, created by methane. There are microbes in the ocean that, you know, that consume methane and then actually produce this natural plastic type of material. The thing that is unique about it is that it actually biodegrades in salt water. And so safe to use in the dishwasher or put in the dishwasher, safe to use every day, cutlery, straws. I think they're making glasses, frames now, lots of, you know, creative uses. But, you know, if it makes its way into the ocean, its lifespan there is very short-lived. So super cool. We're working with them on generating projects, carbon offset projects through orphan well plug-in abandonments. And we've got our first projects earmarked for Montana starting up there in October. And I'm actually going to be with them next week in Southern Illinois, where we're actually doing some work and some project development with them there. So, you know, it's those corporate sponsorships, I guess, that have really helped to underpin the mission and help to fund the work that Well Done Foundation is doing. And it's a great, you know, win-win, because there's, you know, a lot of synergy there on the ESG side that we're able to bring back into that relationship.
Now, there was a time when, you know, you were being very honored by industry by not going to the taxpayers for any of these orphan well pluggings that you were doing across the country. And, you know, last year recently, Tito's Vodka stepped up and decided to become a champion down in Louisiana. Now that there's a lot of government subsidies available, whether it be for companies like yourself or whether it be for, you know, organizations to go and do things, how's that all playing in now? Because it almost seems like you're forced to go that direction, but is there enough demand out there in the free market, I guess, you know, with Tito's and companies like that, that I guess, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you know, the latest bills that have been signed for government subsidies. And the reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of pop-up fly-by-night companies and people who really don't have any experience in this realm. And that creates more of a problem than a solution.
Yeah, it's, you know, it just creates a lot of noise out there, I guess, right, in the space. And so that can be a little bit distracting, if you would, to your point. You know, the IIJA bill that, you know, the jobs bill, as it's being referred to, or which, you know, which is important, I think, to mention for this audience, is that, you know, that was a bipartisan infrastructure bill that was actually co-sponsored by the North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer. So, you know, when folks, and of course, there's opinions, you know, that go on for days on, you know, the current state here in the government, if you would. But, you know, the reality is that that particular initiative was one that really had broad-based support on the Jobs Act. And, you know, thanks to Kevin Cramer and Senator Lujan from New Mexico for really, you know, taking up the task and pulling hard on the right end of the rope. You know, that puts, $4.7 billion or some crazy number, you know, directly into the states to address this orphan well problem. The reality is that those dollars are simply a down payment into addressing this problem. You know, everybody thinks that, you know, you throw a few billion dollars at it, the thing is going to go away. The reality is that the orphan well issue in the United States is so expansive, so huge that, and it's so expensive that it's just not, you know, those dollars aren't going to go that far. And so, you know, to your point, Jason, you're right. We're staying on the mission. We're not using public funding, have not used public funding to plug orphan and abandoned wells. We may find ourselves at certain points where, you know, we're doing work that is part of that program. And I'll give you an example. The Well Done Foundation is currently measuring and monitoring methane gas in the state of New Mexico for on a 70 well project right now, which is the first one of its kind under the IIJA program in the United States. So Well Done Foundation is using, you know, our teams and our technology to go out there and quantify the methane gas for the state so that they can report it to the Department of the Interior to show the essentially the return on investment back to the taxpayers. So while we're not using those dollars to plug wells, we are honored to be able to be involved in the space using, you know, kind of what we've learned and how we measure and monitor to add value back again to folks like you and me who can see what the good work that these federal dollars are doing, you know, in terms of, you know, what's our bang for the buck, if you would. So we're super stoked to be working in the state of New Mexico right now. And again, it's the first of its kind in the U.S. And we're even more honored to be considered as part of that team.
Curtis Shuck is our guest, chairman of the board with the Well Done Foundation. They are plugging, capping orphan wells across the United States, all orphans all the time, which there is a difference between an orphan well and an abandoned well. One is where the orphan well does not have an operator attached to it. Nobody knows who is responsible anymore. Abandoned well, they still have kind of a paper trail and a connection to who's got some responsibility. And so they got to go through some different protocols on that one. Let's talk about your educational program for a second. Just to give the folks an idea out there that Curtis Shuck is never one to leave a rag completely unrined with water. He likes to squeeze as much as he can out of it. And so what he's done is he's developed a carbon credits program that we check in with periodically. And last I heard, boy, you were getting involved with the was it the EPA or the SEC or I can't remember, but I heard some government acronym in there with letters involved.
Yeah, we're working continuously on the carbon offset program, which is being organized through the American Carbon Registry. And we are nearing completion with that, and the ACR is really running that to ground. It's currently in scientific peer review, which is really a bunch of smart people taking a look at all of the formulas and the requirements, if you would, of the program. We're hoping that it will be certified for release by the end of this year, calendar 2022. And then what that means is that the great work that we're doing, the projects that we've got going on right now and others, then we'll be able to qualify for, certified, verified ESG type carbon offsets. And, that's really exciting as we have been working on this for the last, multiple years. And it's a long road getting, kind of everything in place here. We actually, the Well Done Foundation, went ahead and we trademarked our climate benefit units because, we knew that the work we were doing is working, and we're actually generating, those offsets today. And so this is going to be sort of the next level, if you would, and we refer to these next credits that are coming out as ESG or climate benefit unit blue ribbon. And so we're excited about that moving forward. And really what that will do and was always intended to do is to be another funding mechanism to help us scale up. We're currently funded, through our awesome corporate sponsorships and car washes and bake sales all across the country. And, it's working. Like I said, we're busting out, a minimum of 5,000 miles a month right now, working on these projects across the country. We've got just a whack that are teed up for this fall. So, we'll be busy, as I said, in Montana. We've got a big group of projects coming to us in Louisiana that are teed up for the plugging schedule. And then a bunch of work up in Appalachia. In fact, later next week, we'll be up in back in Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, prepping projects up there. So, we're excited at this advent and once the carbon credit program is formalized, it's really going to be another tool in the tool bucket. Because if you think about the Orphan Well program, we've got the federal dollars over there. And then as these carbon credit or carbon finance opportunity comes, it really is going to act as a multiplier, right? So it will allow us to essentially plug more wells. And as I've said before and always say, this is a team sport. And, we're not competing, we're actually cooperating out there. And so I'm excited about that. And of course, who knew back in July of 2019 that, I'd be sitting here talking to you today about orphan wells and that orphan wells would be, such an exciting opportunity. And it's not just about the ESG perspective, but it's also about the benefit to the industry. And, when we first started down this road, Jason, you can remember, industry was pretty skeptical, and it was, remember, everybody's dirty little secret. Nobody really wanted to talk about it. It was a black eye for the industry, and they felt, well, we'll just, ignore it and it'll go away. Well, obviously that hasn't happened. You know, we've had some amazing corporate partners like Seneca Resources, who, on a side note, their parent company, National Fuel, mentioned the Well Done Foundation in their corporate responsibility report for 2021. So, you know, I think we've come a long way to show that we really are, you know, an important component of the industry. And so we're excited for them to be able to jump on board, you know, kind of more intently and work with us in helping to fund projects.
Wrapping up here, Curtis Shuck, the chairman of the board, the Well Done Foundation. How can corporate sponsors help you? How can the average person help you? Where can they find you?
Well, and that's great. I appreciate that. You know, definitely our website, the www.welldonefoundation.org is the first place. We've got, you know, I think a really robust page there. You know, ways into the donation or carbon offset programs that we've got going. And then, you know, my phone's always on, and, you know, I'd love to chat with whoever. And so our contact information is on the website there, and really encourage folks to pick up the phone or send us an email through the info@ you know, contact side, and let's talk about putting a program together.
Have a question? Know an expert? Or just want your voice heard? Email studio@thecrudelife.com.